Hey, Shelly here, and welcome back to Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned podcast, where I interview women over 50 who've had amazing life transformations to help inspire you to create and live a life you love. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned. My name is Shelly, and I'm your host for this podcast. And we have a Facebook page. Did you know that? By the same name, Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned. I'll put the links down below in the show notes. Come join us. There are over 3,600 other amazing women over 50. So I encourage you to join us there. This episode is going to be a little more difficult than some of the other ones I've done. And it's really just an impromptu off the cuff, which most of my solo episodes are, to be honest. I don't do, my solo episodes tend to be things that have gone on during the week and my thoughts on them. I have a friend who I was talking to the other day, a close friend, really close friend, who has gone in, who just finished up a second biopsy to determine if she has cancer. So my friend is in limbo, waiting to hear the results of this second biopsy. So she may have cancer or she may not have cancer. So one of the things that she said to me was, if I do have cancer, I don't know that I'll tell anybody except the people who must know, like close family, obviously. And I said, well, I asked her why. And she said, even after the first biopsy, just the thought that she might have cancer put her in a different mindset of how she wanted to live her life. And it's strange for some of us, well, not strange, what's the word I'm looking for? It seems like it takes something like this, my friend's, you know, possible diagnosis of cancer, or even, you know, God forbid, a real diagnosis of cancer, a true diagnosis of cancer, to, you know, to get us kicked in the ass. And she said, I'm going to live my life as if I have cancer, even if I don't have cancer. I'm going to live my life as if I have cancer. And I thought, well, that's sort of it's sort of morbid. And I know there's a lot of people out there dealing with cancer. I watched my dad and my father-in-law both die of cancer. I had two close friends die of cancer in 2020. So I know how horrible this disease is. And then I started thinking, well, maybe having a cancer mindset is okay. And I use the word cancer as a whole to encompass, you know, the idea that we have to wait for something bad to happen to us. You have heard my story. It's the very first episode I did on this podcast. When I ran away from home at the age of 50, when I sat on the train track, seriously thinking about ending my life. And that was a moment I was like, I need to start living my life as if I have cancer. And so she went on to say that living her life as if she has cancer, because why should she care what people think? Why should she not do the things that she wants to do? Why should she stay in a job she absolutely hates, whether she has cancer or not? Why does there have to be some big monumental thing that kicks us in the ass? We have become so comfortable. We are a comfortable people, regardless, you know, comfortable, regardless of the majority of us. Anyway, a lot of us in this country have relative comfort. We have enough money. We have a good job. We have a comfortable home. We have friends around us. We have Starbucks. We have Netflix, you know, we have the ability to have our food delivered to us. We have become too fucking comfortable. So it takes something like cancer, or I had a friend who died of ALS recently, to make us look at our life. And I did an episode not too long ago saying it can be too late. I hate the saying. I freaking hate the saying, it's never too late. yes, people, it can be too late. And I talked about how my mother, you know, retired, basically plopped herself down on the couch, and not even a year later, she was dead. It was too late for her. It can be too late. So why does it take something so devastating for us to say, I need to live my life as if I'm dying? I mean, how sad is that? So it really got me thinking as well. I don't live my life entirely like the way I would like to, because some days, to be honest with you, I just want to dye my hair purple, put on my pajamas, and run down the street screaming. But I don't, because, well, I would probably be picked up by the police and taken to Cox North, which is where they take people who run down the street, you know, with purple hair screaming. So I'd like to know if you think you're living your life as if you have cancer, or are you just really, really comfortable too? You know, we hit this baseline. When I came back from Colorado, I was comfortable, and I became even more comfortable, and that has led to me becoming, gaining weight, me becoming lackadaisical about some of the things I wanted to accomplish, because we get in this comfortable mode. We just sink down in that big old comfy couch, and we're like, bring me my HelloFresh, you know. So I don't know what's going to happen with my friend, but I like her attitude. You know, I'm gonna live my life as if I have cancer, and if I do have cancer, I may not tell people. I'll just go on living my life like I want to live my life. But let's not wait for something like cancer or ALS or, you know, any other debilitating disease, illness that can happen to us, especially over 50, to get us up, get our ass up off the couch and do something with our lives, the things that we truly love to do, because it will be too late one day, people. And as I've experienced in 2020, it can become too late, just like that. So I know this is sort of a morbid episode. I don't like to do morbid things, but it just really, her conversation with me about living her life as if she had cancer, whether she has it or not, just really got me thinking. And I wanted to share those thoughts with you. So I would love to hear what you think about this. You can email me, Shelly@ShellyDrummond.com. I'll drop all that stuff down in the show notes. And if you are listening to this on Apple, please go up and give me a review. Leave me a review. I haven't asked for one in a while. I'll give you a shout out. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe and like. That would be awesome. Okay, friends, until next time, stay awesome and live your life as if you have cancer.